Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jai Mudirayat. Still reading Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 47, Verse 11. Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva Jayanti Krishna Sangamam Priya Prashtapipandutam Kalpayit Vedam Abravit Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva Jayanti Krishna Sangamam Priya Prashtapitam Dutam Kalpayit Vedam Abravit Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva Jayanti Krishna Sangamam Kriya Prashtapitam Dutam Kalpayit Vedam Abravit. Jayanti Krishna Sangamam Ladies. Kachit, one of the gopis, Madhukaram, a honeybee, Drishtva, seeing Jayanti, while meditating, Krishna Sangamam, on her association with Krishna, Priya, by her beloved. Prashtapitam, sent, dutam, a messenger, kalpyatva, imagining it, idam, the following, abravit, spoke, translation, one of the gopis, while meditating on her previous association with Krishna, saw a honeybee before her, and imagined it to be a messenger sent by her beloved. Thus, she spoke as follows. Purport. Shrimati Radharani is referred to in this verse as Kachit, a certain gopi, to establish that this particular gopi is in fact Srimati Radharani, Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the following verses from Agni Purana. Gopya praprachor ushasi krishnanu charam udhavam haridila viharamscha tatraikam vadikam vina radha tvad bhavasam lina vashanaya viramita shakibhi sabhya dachchudha vijnana guna jimhitam yijante vashinam veda Charamamsa, Vibhavanai. At dawn, the gopis inquired from Krishna's servant, Uddhava, about the Lord's pastimes and recreation. Only Srimati Radharani, immersed in thought of Krishna, withdrew her interest in the talks. Then Radha, who was worshipped by the residents of her Vrindavan village, spoke up in the midst of her girlfriends. Her words were full of pure and transcendental knowledge, and express the ultimate portion of the Vedas. Ultimate portion of the Vedas. In the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Lord Krishna states, Vedaisya sarvairahameva vedya. By all the Vedas I am to be known. To know Krishna is to love Krishna, and thus Radharani, by her own example and words, revealed her supreme love for the Lord. Having quoted the above verses from Agni Puran, Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes the following from the Narsingha Tapani Upanishad, Purva Kanda. Yam sarve deva namanti mamokshavo brahma vadinascha. All the demigods and all the transcendental philosophers who desire liberation bow down to the Supreme Lord. We should follow suit. Omagana tamarandasya gananjana shalaka chaksuran militam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha shi chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupagatam mayam dadati sapadantikam panchakapatarubhyascha kipasunyabhyevacha patitanam pavanejo vaishnavejo namumma mukam karoti vachalam pangalangayate gani yakipata mahamvande shivurim dinataranam. Kachin madhu karam drishtva dhyayanti krishna sangamam priya prashtapitam dutam kalpayat vedama bravit. One of the gopis, while meditating on her previous association with Krishna, saw a honeybee before her and imagined it to be a messenger sent by her beloved. Thus she spoke as follows. So here, at the beginning of the Brahmara Gita, so Jiva Goswami is pointing out that this quote from Agni Purana that Radharani, the name is given, Radha Bhava Sanglina Vashanaya Viramita Shakibi Sadhyabhachudha Vijnana Guna Jimritam. And all these verses were given. Only Radharani, only Srimati Radharani, immersed in thought of Krishna, withdrew her interest in the talks. It doesn't say that she spoke with a bumblebee, but the indication is, Jiva Goswami is saying, she was too immersed in these, something else. It was Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nami Krishna Swarupam. This Radha Bhava is what our acharyas are presenting. And of course the gopis are like the leaves and flowers on the vine of Radharani. Tabiryeva Nijarupataya Kalabi. It's described in Brahma Samhita. That all these gopi sakis, they're there to enhance the mood of Radha Krishna. Without them, it cannot be enjoyed properly also. But still, here Radharani said in this translation, her words were full of pure transcendental knowledge and expressed the ultimate portion of the Vedas. Sometimes it is said, Vedogo Hyani Hritpate, that these Vedas, or that the Vedas are somehow mundane also. But the ultimate portion, Agni Purana, the essence of the Vedas is Puranas. And so our Goswamis have shown this. Those who are strict Vedic followers, then they won't be able to understand these ecstatic portions of the Bhagavatam. Especially here, this is cited as one of the topmost ecstatic portions of the Bhagavatam. Saram Saram Samudritam. Bhagavatam is the essence, the cream. Saram Saram Samudritam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. First of all, Bhagavatam is only understood by the Paramahansas. In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. So we should all be aspiring, if we could possibly somehow understand Bhagavatam, Priyam, Vaishnavanam Priyam. When the Bhagavatam becomes so dear that we don't want to do any other thing except read Bhagavatam or these Shastras that will enhance Bhagavatam, and there are so many. Just as Jiva Goswami has written his Sandarbhas to describe Bhagavatam, Priti Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, all these Sandarbhas, they're essays on really the Bhagavatam, how Bhagavatam is so important from every angle. Covered. So here's another quote from Jiva Goswami. And Krishnas Kaviraj, he has praised Jiva Goswami so much. He has written something which we read a little bit about, Govinda Lilamrita, what Radha Krishna are doing during the day and various times. And his poetry is so exalted that, you know, even if you only read the English translation, if it's given nicely, it's amazing. What to speak of entering into the subtlety, more subtle, subtle, subtle. So Kaviraj Goswami has given some ideas also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this mood, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam, Radha Bhava. It's far above our heads. Puja Ragopata, Gaurava Bhangi, Saraswati Thakur, I quoted so many times. We should always keep that position far above our head, exalted position of Radha Bhav. Das Dasa, we want to become the servants of Gopi. As Mahaprabhu himself has said, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anubha Dasa Dasa. We want to become the servant 100 times removed from Radharani. That we don't really understand Radharani. He's far above us. But here we're directly confronted with Radharani and what she's speaking with this bumblebee. So we have to, so therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti, when we read here, it's not given any of the, I don't know about these purport. A little bit is given. Yes, Vishwanath Chakravarti. But that he gives pretty big purports. How, the conversation between Radharani and this bumblebee. And he's pointed out immediately that all these 10 verses, they correspond to the 10 Pratijalpa, Chitrat Jalpa, mad speaking, Divyan Mad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also showing this, the limit. In the last so many years of Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Gambhira, mostly hardly anybody would see him or interact with him. It was just Ramananda Roy, Srirup Damodar, and sometimes Sikkim Hiti, his sister, like that. We don't read anything about Sikkim Mahiti in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but at least we hear about Ramananda Roy. We know Srirup Damodar Nobody could come in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in later years and present anything. Only Swarup Damodar would have to see that first or speak to that person. And so Mahaprabhu was experiencing this Divyanmada, just like Radharani, and showing some very amazing things. They used to lock him in the room, even. He was so absorbed in this mood of Radharani's feeling, like this mood of separation, that Radharani's seeing the bumblebee, and she's speaking with that bumblebee as though it were a messenger, duty of Krishna. We know in Goloka Vrindavan, it's described in the Ujjvala Nilamani also by Rupa Goswami, all these symptoms of speaking and Divyanmada. This is the Mahabhav. And there's so many seven rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Only Radharani is experiencing such a high level of mahabhav. Even other gopis cannot experience. They can experience enough that we wish we could experience right now. But Radharani shows this. That's why she's here designated. It's amazing that to think in the Agni Purana, in these Puranas, the things are described. It's not that we start reading Agni Purana. Somebody may read Agni Purana, that's good. But there are parts that have been shown. There are so many Puranas, like, what is that? And a lot of them have this Radha Krishna Leela. But because Shukadeva Goswami has understood, read them all, studied them, heard them, absorbed them, he's given us the essence, saram, the cream of all these Puranas. So we don't have to go, just like Sikh Goswami's Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipano Sadharma Samstapako. They have studied Shukadeva Goswami, they have heard from Shukadeva Goswami. And Nana Shastra Vicharanaika, they've studied it. We are a puny, tiny brain. Many of these shastras don't even exist that even they may have studied. Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Some of those shastras might not even be around now. What to speak of us studying them? We cannot study them properly. So they have given. That's why we take the dust. So this bumblebee, according to Radharani's perception, is representing Krishna. He's gone to Mathura. He's associating with these Mathura Vasis and the wives, the queens. So later on, Radharani is speaking that you are simply a cheater, just like Krishna is a cheater. He has cheated. He said he sat on the chariot. He told us he would be back. He's Madhupa. Besides, he's Madhupa. He's a drunkard. And you yourself, Radharani tells the bee, it's in later shlokas here coming, Sad Angripa, this means he has six legs. Now an ordinary animal, Radharani says, has four legs, but you're an animal and a half because you have six legs. So she spares no heavy words, heavy chastisement of this bee. She's feeling that this bee is representing Krishna. Many times Krishna is described to be like this bumblebee also. When you read some of the... I was seeing some books this morning that Lalita is talking to a bee also, telling the bee that beyond this big mountain, there's a big lake. And on the shore of the lake, there's a big forest. And there's a wonderful grove. And there's a beautiful, she's speaking all poetics. All our acharyas, they're great poets. And speaking like this. And so she's dispatching this bee, but the bee is, you have to wonder. So Rupa Goswami is pointing out that in this particular instance, the bee can be Krishna or the bee can be a duty. So sometimes it's confounded. We don't know if the bee. So Radharani's in this situation. She's showing this example that the bee is, she's seeing it Krishna or like that. Sometimes there's some shlokas that were pointed out when Rupa Goswami came in the assembly of devotees in Puri, very advanced. Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma, Swarup Damodara, all these great personalities. Rupa Goswami had been writing his Vidagdha Madhava. And so he was asked to present some of the verses. So in some of the, several of the verses that he presented, also the bee, the idea of the bee is there. Vrindavanam divya lata paritam latashti pushpas puritagra bhaja pushpani cha spita madhuvritani madhuvritascha shruti hari gita. When I first heard this verse from Dravida Prabhu, I felt a little bad that he was relishing by himself. He was relishing all those verses. Because he was the editor of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He just got initiated in 74, so I didn't see him. And then he came to Mayapur in 75, and he was chanting all these verses. And I remember he was just a new bhakta. I vaguely remembered that he was some new bhakta when I left New York. So I was a little astonished. I said, wow, it's amazing how you're learning all these verses. He said, yeah, well, I'm editing, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I said, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, Gopi Pranadana was like, he was new bhakta, the next day he was editing, you know, these Paramahansa devotees. So I felt a little envious also. I thought, what am I reading Bhagavad Gita for? I should be hearing all this, reading these verses. So he pointed out that in that verse, Vidagdha Mana, Vrindavanam divya lata paritam latashti pushpa, Vrindavanam divya lata latashti pushpa, the next to the last word in each line becomes the first word, the next line. So Rupa Goswami had so many poetic alankar that he could command at any time. The super, Jiva Goswami describes this as great palatial mansions. Each shloka, when he is praising Rupa Goswami, he said, Rupa Goswami has written so many verses, they are just, each one is just like a mansion built by Maya Dhanava or Vishvakarma, that one can enter into each verse. Now we're neglecting, mostly we're neglecting these verses, but the more we have a taste for the verses, then we can relish again and again. Nityana Nirvana Vayamana always becomes new, like Krishna. Because these verses are not different, they are Krishna. Krishna is manifesting. Shute kshita. So all these are impetuses, udipam, that Radharani, this is anything that Radharani will see, or Krishna will see. Krishna will see anything, he'll think of Radharani. Radharani is in the sky, Radharani is behind me, Radharani is in front of me. There's one verse like that also, Krishna speaking. And Rupa Goswami describes Krishtata and in the sky, in front and back, on my right, my left, everywhere I see Radharani. So similarly, Radharani seeing Krishna everywhere, and this bumblebee, she's immediately thinking this bumblebee is a rascal just like Krishna. You are just like a Kitava, a cheater just like your master. He said he would return. He doesn't return. Now he's enjoying with all these wives. What will happen then? How his reputation will be in Mathura that he thinks he's a Kshatriya now. He left here a cowherd boy. But they won't think like that. They'll think he's just simply a cowherd boy, and he's enjoying with all these Kshatriya ladies. How can he get away with that? And then they'll become envious. But I am not like these Lakshmi. You speak of Lakshmi because Radharani's having this conversation. Whatever the bee is buzzing, she's hearing something that she won't. She's hearing the bee say something. She's not only speaking, but she's hearing madly also. Divyan Mara. Unmatam. Matam Unmatam. There's so many descriptions. Divyan Mara. Just like the six Goswamis, they were described by Srinivas Acharya and his Sad Goswami Astakam, that they're running, hey Rad, hey Vrajadevi ki, Chalalite, where are you? Are you in this place, that place? They're looking. They're running in this mood. Gopi Bhavara Samritabdalahari Kalola Magnaum. Always diving and swimming. There is this ocean of anarthas, this material world is described. Even if one is a great scholar, as Prabodhananda Saraswati, another great, he's actually Tanga Vidya Gopi, so he can speak so much poetry. Sangeeta Madhava, Radha Rasa, Shuddha Nidhi, he can speak so many things. Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he has written so many exalted poetic things. So these Goswamis, they're in this mood of diving and swimming, Rasamrita. But he, and Prabodhananda Saraswati, he described, Te Mahanartha Sagaram. Even if one is the exalted, great Vedic scholar, but if he doesn't dive and swim in this ocean of nectar that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Gaurachandra Prema Sagare, he's not only in the ocean, sometimes described like the tree and the fruits, sometimes described like the, he's standing in the ocean and he's throwing out all the jewels that are in the ocean. So they're throwing them to us. Sometimes we're not able to catch them. Our hands are full of anarthas. Therefore he says, Te Mahanartha Sagaram. He says, even if they're a great scholar, according to human calculation, they simply have to swim in the ocean of anarthas. Unfortunately. So we have to follow these footsteps of these great personalities somehow or other. Prabodhananda Saraswati and some of his Vrindavan Mahimamrita saying that these residents of Vrindavan, he's praising Vrindavan, even if they speak nonsense, or even if I'm cut by thorns and all kinds of anomalies, monkeys, I will never leave Vrindavan. So attached to Vrindavan, the holy Dham. But sometimes also the Dham, like Raghunath Goswami was Sanyayite Jagat, in the mood of Lord Chaitanya, but he, when Raghunath Das spoke, the disappearance of Rupa Goswami, he was speaking that even this Radha Kunda was looking like a, or the Giriraj Govardhan was looking like a, like tigers, and the Kunda. He was seeing like their tiger or like a great snake ready to devour. The whole world was empty, even the whole Vrindavan, in the absence of such personalities. The very exalted mentality of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Radharani is in this Divyan Mada speaking so many nonsensical things. According to calculation, although it's the greatest poetry, a flood of poetry. When Rupa Goswami was speaking his Vidagdha Madhava, Ramananda Roy said, this is not poetry. This is the most exalted flood of nectar in the form of these plays that you have given. So when he gave the introductory verse, Nijar Panyatam Shudam Udiyam Yakshitam Kshito, this verse describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Salunchita Tamastatir Mama Sashi Suta Kya Shashi Vasikrita Jagadmana Kemapi Samar Vanashitu. Such a wonderful verse. Nija Pranayatam Shudam Udiyam Nakshina Yakshito. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest king of all the Brahmanas. Nija Pranayatam Shudam. And he's brought this nectar to this world, this material world. This Shudam, pure nectar. And he says, Vasikrita Jagadmana. He can control the mind of everyone. So, by meditating on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which of course include Rupa Goswami's poetry and everything else that we're getting, coming this whole ocean of nectar, the mind becomes controlled. Vasikrita jaganmana, jagajanamana loba, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the mind becomes controlled by entering into all these pastimes, all this poetics. It's a flood, ocean of nectar. Premamrita. Premamrita. Lord Chaitanya say, Cheta Darbanamar Bhavamahadavagni. Where suffering is burning fire of the material world. Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadnam. But this holy name, he's pointing out, even the holy name, just the holy name alone, what to speak of all this exalted poetic description? It gives the taste of the full nectar. Purnamrita Svadnam. Asvadaya Svadnam Bhaktam Prema Diksha Shikshanam. That one description, the Kaviraj Goswami says that Mahaprabhu is in this exalted state, Preman Mada, Divyan Mada, mood of Radharani, but he's bringing all of his sincere followers into this nectar. He's tasting Asvadya Svadayam Bhaktan, and he's causing others to taste this nectar. Prema Diksham. He's initiating him into prema, initiating. So it's not reserved only for just one or two, but for everyone. Why does he tell the Brahmana, the South Indian Brahmana, Jari Dekav Tari Kahal Krishna Badez, you tell everyone, don't even come, you'll, by staying here and giving this Krishna Upadesh, Pabe Sangha, you'll get my association. Pabe Mora Sangha. Because that Brahmana was Korma Brahmana. He was chasing after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, don't chase after. If you simply give this nectar, whatever you have learned from me, we don't know exactly what. He was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He must have gotten, what can we say? So after traveling so far with Mahaprabhu, he was sent back. Jari deko tari kao Krishna, but amarage guru hoy tari de. You become guru. You don't have to come with me. Vishaya taranga, he was worried that he was going to suffer from this vicissitudes of the material world, sense gratification and attraction. He said, no. If you go back and preach what I've given, what you have understood, what you have association you have gotten, this will never touch you. Rather, Pabe Mora Sangha, you will have my association. So one, we can lament, of course, always. That's their ecstatic lamentation. Haha Prabhu, Rupa Sanatan, all our exalted acharyas, we're always lamenting for their association. But their association is there. What other association is there in this material world? Only these material objects, fleeting objects. Dukkha yonaya evite, Krishna says. What's that verse? Dukkha yonaya evite. Yehi samkvasha jaya boga, dukkha yonaya evite. Adyantavanta konte, they are adyantavanta. Everything in here has an end, it's finished. But we're here in Krishna's pastimes. Even you get one drop. Mahaprabhu, he told Sanatana Goswami that actually there's only one drop I'm giving, but that drop, that one, Kripa Bindu Dia. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and different great personalities, they're just asking one drop. They're not asking for the whole ocean. Kripa Bindu Dia, Korohe. I cannot do this alone. You give me one drop of your mercy, I'll be able to. So we're very humble. We're not expecting to become like Radharani, and that we see the bumblebee. So that verse Rupa Goswami was describing to the devotees, Vrindavanam divyalata pritam latashta pushpasparita agrabhaja pushpani chaspita madhuvratani madhuvrata, that is the bee. He's describing there Everyone was just amazed. Imagine if you have to speak your... Rupa Goswami was very shy. He didn't want to speak, but... Ramananda, I think Ramananda Roy had read some already, had heard some, so he induced him to speak his verses. They were astonished at what he was speaking, Rupa Goswami. So in that verse, he's saying how in Vrindavan, Vrindavanim Divilata, there are Divilata, Puri, these Lata and creepers. And on the creepers, so many wonderful flowers. And on those flowers, throughout Vrindavan, the bees are buzzing there. Latashtya Pushpa. And those bees are singing. It's not just this bee that came to Radharani also, but all the bees are singing these songs glorifying Krishna. Madhuvritascha Shruti Hari Gita. And these songs are more exalted than anything you can hear in the Vedas. Therefore, Uddhava, who is also hearing this, he says, Shruti Mig, in his verse, Asamaho Charana Rain Jasham Aham Sham, Vrindavanam Kimapi Gul Malatau Shadinam. He's praying in that verse, Shruti Bir Vimigyam, that I just want to become a particle of dust or a tiniest creeper or something, where these gopis are so exalted when he was having this association. Imagine he was there hearing Radharani speaking with the bumblebee. He was there. He heard this. Other gopis may have heard, but definitely Uddhava heard this. So he spoke that verse at the end of this, near the end of this chapter. Asamaho Charana Renu. I just want to become Charana Renu, where the gopis will walk in the dust, or Vrindavan and Vrindavan Kimapi Gol Maladaushi, one of the herbs, Oshodi, Enechi Oshodi Maya, one of those herbs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one of those herbs from the spiritual world, Golokera Premadana, Harinam, is the Harinam. Enechi Oshodi Maya, that Mahaprabhu has brought this valuable herb, gem of the holy name. Of course, holy name is always there, but he has brought it. Otherwise, nobody could appreciate. You can see that or hear that. You may read Bhagavatam. Imagine some academic reads Bhagavatam, or they may even read Ujjvala Nilamani or Sangeeta Madhava or Govinda Lilamrita. Well, they cannot get. Bhaktisiddhanta used to give the example that someone is he wants to smoke some ganja, but he has no flame. The only flame is across the river, and he's sitting with his pipe, cannot light his pipe, because, and now it's dark, he cannot go across the river even to get a flame. So we are like that, Bhaktisiddhanta said, that we cannot, like looking the outside of the jar. Gorkhasura Das Babaji said that those who try to imitate, they're like a woman who goes into the room to have a baby, but she's not even pregnant. She's making all noises, like a giving birth. With a lot of noises, apparently. I haven't watched. Very painful situation, usually. Screaming, horrible. So they're screaming, but they have no real realization of the situation. Okay, so any comments, questions? Is a microphone while are there?
You mentioned how Shukadev Goswami kind of consolidated so much of Vedic knowledge in his Bhagavatam presentation. Likened it to the six Goswamis. One pastime that I just don't know where it's coming from, but I heard this. Sukadev Goswami, right when he took birth, you know, he'd been in the womb for 16 years, and I believe his realization was slightly impersonal at that time. And then he went out, and his father's crying for him. And then his father sends some of his disciples seeking fruit and different things, and then they entice him to come back. And I'm wondering if you know where that comes from, and if it's not in Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and if you could tell that story.
You just told the story.
Well, I don't know how well I did.
And I don't remember where it was from.
Oh, okay.
But there were certain verses, and one of them is that one verse for sure they say that they quote, that they chanted, was the Aho Bhakyam Stanakalakutam, that where the third canto, Vidura, in Maitreya conversation, Baki is the sister of Bakasura, which is Putana. So that verse was chanted. And then I've heard that they say for sure, Baharyate, the one describing the peacock feather. Barhapidam, say it. Let him chant it because he chants. He knows. He knows the sloka anyway, I forgot.
Well, yeah, I think I heard it, this incident is taken from Kaushikya Sanhita.
From what?
Kaushikya Sanhita. I don't know which book it is.
That the story is from?
Yeah.
Say that slowly.
Kaushikya Sanhita.
Kaushikya Sanhita. Is Kaushik Muni?
Somebody mentioned that, and I didn't find anywhere. So second verse is from 10th canto. Barhapidam natavaravapu karnayo karnikaram bibhradvasa kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randhran veno radarasudhaya purayan gopavrindai Vrindaranyam Swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti.
It's a hard act to follow. And you could chant a whole Bakiyam.
Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakotam Jigham sayapaya yadapya sadhvi lebhe gatim dhatryujitam tatonyam kamva dayalum saranam brajema.
Kamva dayalam saranam dayalur. Huh? Oh, yeah. So this is the verse that was chanted when, who is it? Came from Bangladesh, huh? The very opulent devotee, incarnation of Radharani's father. And Mukunda came with Giradhar, they brought, what? Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He was sitting there so opulently, and so Giradhar had some doubt about his, that why is he so opulent? If he's a Vaishnava, he should be very renounced. So he had a small thought. Immediately, Mukunda chanted this verse. At that time, Pundarik Vidyanidhi became so ecstatic, he fainted for 6 hours. He knocked all of his paraphernalia. He had like a spittoon of fancy. His hair was all fancy with oil and flowers. And his cloth was the best silk. And he had perfume, everything, and he just fell on the floor and fainted after hearing that verse. And that's one of the verses describing Putana, that she got this exalted lebe gatim, dat ruchitam, just on the same, almost the same level as Madhya Yasoda. Who could be, what is the last line? Dayalam, Dayalor, Sharam Brajema. How could we surrender to anyone else? Who could be more merciful than Krishna? So these are the two of the verses, right, that were chanted. If there were three, I don't know the other one. So you can find. Lakshmimoni was speaking something.
I don't remember where I read it, but it wasn't in the book that he said. But I have read that story, and that Vyasadeva he sent his men out specifically chanting these verses from the Bhagavatam over and over again. And he said, just keep chanting them out loud, and then when you walk by, if my son hears, then he'll follow you. And then just keep chanting the verses until you come back. So they went out into the village, and they just started chanting everywhere. They started walking around chanting the verses from the Bhagavatam until they found this person, Sukadeva, following them, and then they just chanted him back to his father. And that's the story. But I don't remember where I read it, but it definitely wasn't in that book, because I didn't read that book. But something I read it in.
Kaushika Sanghita. We can look it up somewhere. Maybe it's a lot of things go online now, but we don't always know if they're. All right, anyone else speaking?
So then Srila Vyasadeva gave a lot of instructions to Sukadeva Goswami after he came back, and that's where. That was his foundation and knowledge for speaking Bhagavatam.
Well, in the second canto, in the beginning, there's these verses Sukadeva speaks. Akhyanam yadaditavam. You know, I studied it. He says, Akhyanam yadaditavam. I studied it with my exalted father at the beginning of Dwapara Yuga. And now I'm Parinishtitopi nargunya uttama shloka lilaya. Kuhita Cheta Raja Se, Akhyanam Yadaditava. I was attracted to this Bhagavatam. But previously he said, Parinishtitopi Nargunya. I was Nargunya. I had no affiliation, even before that, with anything in the material world. That's what we know. And above, Nishedataha, above all rules and regulations. That's in second canto, first few verses. After you have the heavy verses, he speaks Deha Patara. But at first he says, Bariyane Eshate Pra. Sukadev congratulates Parikshit Maharaj. Bariyane Eshate Prashna Krito Loka Hitam Nirpa. Atmavan. What is it? Atmavit Samata Pumsa. Shrutra Bhyare Suyapara. What you have said, all your questions are so exalted, all approved by great authorities. Perfect questions. Anyway, anything else? Atmavit samatapam sam shrotabhyadis. This is the perfect thing to hear. But other people, shrotabhyadini Rajendra, my dear king, Rajendra, the best of rajas, not only in Raja, but the king of the kings, shrotabhyadini Rajendra, ninam santi sahasra saha. They have so many other things they're hearing. Therefore, they don't have time to hear all this poetics. Shrota Bhyadini Rajanrinam Santi Sahasha. Apashyatam Atmatatvam Griheshu, because Griheshu Grihamedinam. They're all Grihamedi. Apashyatam Atmatam. They don't see what is the Atmatatva. Apashyatam Atmatatvam. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. I had some before. I'll have some later. They'll kick it over if it's here anyway after that. I don't think I don't drink water because I didn't drink water for the last half hour.